What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we are going to go to Mike in Tennessee. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And Merry Christmas. Greetings and Merry Christmas, Michael, and Merry Christmas, Karen. Karen, the Constitution hasn't been effective since 1938. And if you go to anticorruptionsociety.com, click on Lawfully Yours and read, you'll find out when we lost the Constitution and that right now all we've got is a corporation posing as government. And until we regain our country back from this corporation, there is no constitutionally recognized God-given rights. You're on your own with the rest of us, sadly.
Well, I think we're definitely seeing this attempt to very slowly boil the frog and get us away from thinking about having a republic with constitutional protections. Again, going back and looking at the way Common Core presents the Bill of Rights to young children, where they say the Second Amendment is only about a government militia having the right to keep and bear arms, and how all of the rights are really just privileges that can be withdrawn at the choice of the government. That's absolutely not what it says in the Bill of Rights, but that's what our children are being brainwashed to believe.
Well, if you talk about that court case you mentioned earlier, what that judge described was the presumption. They proceed under the presumption that you agree because you haven't gone to war against this corporation posing as government. They're listed on Dun & Bradstreet as a corporation.
Yes.
It's literally, there is no real courts with constitutional law. They're administrative tribunals. And I actually had a judge agree to the fact that all your statutes are not law, they're corporate policy. He actually admitted it. Of course, he cleared the courtroom, but I got it on tape. Would you like an audio recording of it, Michael?
Oh, yeah. Please go ahead and send that along. That'll be interesting to put up.
Be a great little Christmas gift for you. For those who don't understand, this is a corporate government posing as government. I'll share it with you, Michael, and please, if they don't kill me before Christmas, share it with your audience.
I certainly will.
God bless, and have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We're talking about the economic news here, and as you know, the inflation has gotten completely out of control, especially since 2008, where the mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed, and in order to save Wall Street from facing the consequences of its own folly and criminality, let us not forget, this was fraud that was being committed. The U.S. government basically embarked on the TARP program and various other bailouts, which really amount to taking $1 trillion from the American people and giving it to the bankers so the bankers can loan it back to the American people at interest. Where that breaks down is if the American people don't have money with which to conduct commerce, and if they're not able to make money to repay loans, they stop borrowing. And that's exactly what happened, which is why most of those Wall Street bankers just took this huge inflow of cash and turned it into these record-setting bonuses they just put in their pocket. And this massive expansion of instant money that's coming out of the Federal Reserve, all of it considered a debt owed by you to the Federal Reserve, it hasn't trickled down. You know, apologies to Ronald Reagan, trickle down doesn't work. When you pour in the money at the top, it stays at the top, because that's what money junkies are all about. They don't understand that for an economy to function smoothly, there has to be a recycling mechanism that takes the wealth accumulated at the top and brings it back down to the bottom as decent wages and salaries for workers and the middle class so they can pump the money back into the economy. And they don't understand that because they're trapped in the psychosis of their addictions. Money addiction is a real problem. I'm surprised they haven't already come out with a pill for it. But just like opium addicts or crack addicts or meth addicts, they don't see beyond the addiction. And unfortunately, where it's easy to see these other addicts, because they're out on the street, they're disheveled, they're dirty. Money addicts look really good because they love to dress up and have $100,000 wristwatches and drive $2 million cars. And you think, wow, this must be the way to go. Not really. It's still addiction. And like any other addict, they don't see the damage their addiction is causing around them. They're oblivious to it. And that is a big, big problem. Now, again, I'm not concerned with people who become rich by producing something we want to buy. A Steve Jobs and an Apple II, a George Lucas and Star Wars, a J.J. Abrams and all the stuff he's done, James Cameron, Avatar, still my all-time favorite movie. They do what they do. They sell their product. We voluntarily, of our own free will, give them our money in exchange for those movie tickets, DVDs, toys, whatever. And they become rich. And that's the way capitalism is supposed to work. And we rightly should respect and admire people like that. The money junkies are the ones who are gaming the system so that wealth flows from your pocket to their pocket automatically without them returning anything of substantive value to our society. That's a money junkie. And like any other addict, they don't see the harm they are causing. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So basically the reality is all this instantly created money that's been poured all over Wall Street has not in fact trickled down to ordinary Americans. Worse, when they are creating all that new money, the money you already have, the money you worked for, the money that's in your pocket, buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, in your bank account, is losing value. It's losing purchasing power. So one way or the other, you are being forced to pay for the excesses of the Wall Street class. Now then, as you know, Obama is trying to polish his legacy, and he's talking about all the new jobs that were created during the Obama administration. But a new study by economists from Harvard and Princeton is saying that 94% of the new jobs created during the Obama administration were temporary positions, contract, part-time gigs. Food service workers, temp clerical workers, that's it. People struggling to make ends meet on a minimum wage. Middle class jobs, manufacturing jobs, did not happen. So, now, another little interesting article. This is out of shtfplan.com. Why Social Security is doomed, birth rate at lowest level on record. Now, there's two aspects of this you need to pay attention to. First of all, when Social Security was started, it was supposed to be a government-managed investment pension program where you would pay in money, the government would invest it. When you retired, they would return your money plus dividends to you for your retirement. That's the way it was supposed to work. But almost immediately, Social Security and its fund became a pork barrel source where members of Congress would go on in and say, well, we need the Social Security money to fund this or that project. And what happened is it very quickly fell into a pyramid scheme where the workers who paid into it, the first generation, the money wasn't there to pay them their benefits, so they took the money being paid into the system by the second generation of workers and used that to pay the benefits for the first generation of workers. And then the money from the third generation of workers was used to pay the benefits to the second generation. It became a pyramid scheme. And like any pyramid scheme, you have to have a constantly, you have to have a constantly larger body of new people coming on in to prop up that whole system. Well, now with the birth rate reversing, that they can't do that. They're already talking about higher Social Security taxes to cover all the money that got plundered out of the Social Security Trust Fund during the Bill Clinton administration. Literally embezzling the money of the American workers. That is your money in that Social Security Trust Fund. It doesn't belong to the government. They're not allowed to dip into it and just say we're going to spend it as general revenue and then either cut your benefits or tax a future generation more to cover it. That isn't how it was supposed to work. Now, the other aspect on this is that declining birth rate. Now, yes, during hard economic times, people will choose not to have children. But there's another factor out there we should be sensitive to, and that is that epicyte gene. Now, for those of you who have not heard of that before, epicyte is a gene inside genetically modified corn that when you eat it, it tricks your body into creating antibodies against human sperm. In other words, if you're eating this corn, you're sterile. You cannot reproduce. And in looking at the sudden decline of birth rates, it has primarily hit the Hispanic population, the highest per capita consumers of corn products in this country. And the change in birth rate, instead of being a parabolic curve as it would be under solely economic influence, was a sharp cutoff spike. Now, the epicyte gene, this sterilizing gene, was developed under a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture by this private company. That gene and its patent has now been acquired by Monsanto, and like too many other genetically modified crops, was tested in open-air fields. And we know that there's been a problem with this pollen breaking free into the wild. There are all these farmers who are trying to sue Monsanto because they thought they were growing natural organic wheat and corn. They sent it to China as an export. China tested it, said, no, this is tainted with GMO. We refuse it, and they sent it back. There were some Oregon wheat farmers who discovered their wheat had been contaminated by a not even approved GMO pollen that flew there from several states away. So if that epicyte gene has broken into the wild, then there's a problem. It's only a matter of time until it taints all the corn on Earth, and we're looking at an extinction-level event. Okay, I got to communicate with our control room. So both from an economic and a biological point of view, this is a very alarming story. And what is really alarming is that our government, like anything else it can't deal with, they're just looking the other way. Can't do anything about Fukushima? That's not an issue. We just have the corporate media tell everybody not to worry about it. A little radiation's good for you. Can't do a thing about the Deepwater Horizon? Well, yeah, we'll get the president to swim in a pool near the Gulf of Mexico and just say that everything is okay. When the really bad mistakes get made, you don't even get told about them. Because unless the government can sell you a solution to the problem, they're not interested in telling you. Especially when it's the result of just this incredibly reckless handling of genetic engineering, which is the most dangerous technology humans have ever played with. We're tinkering with the code of life itself. Look how badly they botched up Windows 10. You want these same people tinkering with your DNA? I don't think so. Even single-family rentals are now dropping in what were only recently the hottest markets in the U.S. The money just isn't there. As we reported yesterday, more and more young people are living with their parents. Highest rate in 40 years, closing in on the same level that we saw during at the end of the Great Depression. And in a way, I feel sorry for Donald Trump. He's been promoted to captain of the Titanic after it's hit the iceberg. You know, but he did want the job, and he's got the job. But there may be some very, very dramatic changes necessary to deal with this coming mess here. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. David in San Francisco, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hi, Michael. You know, by the way, happy Yalda. Today's Yalda.
Yalda.
It's the oldest holiday known to man, and it's the basically it's the solstice. Days start getting longer.
Okay.
So happy Yalda. Hey, you know what I'm been thinking about lately, and it kind of fits with what you're talking about. Have you factored in the hyperinflation that's hit the baby boom? We're in the early stages of it. It's not like we're doing wheelbarrows full of money. But out here in San Francisco, you know, we're looking at, you know, $5,000 a month for a studio apartment. You know, we're definitely in a hyperinflation, and it doesn't have to do with logic. So I've been thinking about hyperinflation for the last year or so, and it crosses my mind that, you know, in World War II, for example, when they had the hyperinflation previous to it, not only the Nazis, but some of the other countries around were able to take advantage of it and basically buy up everything at pennies on the dollar.
It's vulture capitalism. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you look at, you know, the old movie Roots. People have sold their roots for a bowl of pottage, just like Esau. And so, in fact, Trump made his fortune during the 60s and 70s with the white flight in New York City, everybody heading out for the suburbs. The Trump family and others made vast fortunes by buying up their land, you know, at distressed prices. And it all during the 60s, 70s, and into the 80s and 90s, and in fact, possibly post 9/11, they were still able to buy huge amounts of tracts of land at dollar a front foot kind of stuff.
They're taking advantage of the opportunity, but then they turn around and invest more of their own money into turning that property back into a place that is seen as desirable. I mean, that's just how real estate development works.
Well, you would think so, but when I was there in St. Louis, for example, in the 70s and 80s, they never, you know, and it wasn't just Trump, it was all sorts of different individuals as well as organizations. They would give vast land tracts to Washington University and St. Louis University and other institutions to redevelop, and they would kick everybody out and force everybody to go into high-rise housing projects, and then they wouldn't repair those housing projects, and they would end up becoming slums in their own right. So it went on for decades that nobody was doing the reinvestment in the best way. It was all just a kind of a scam to actually seize land. And I've been looking at this, though, in the bigger picture, because it gets into artwork, it gets into, you know...
Well, hang on. Okay, you're missing an important point. These areas didn't descend into being slums intentionally. Nobody wants a hard asset like a building to decay because it erodes its resale value. But as more and more of our nation's wealth was siphoned off for the war machine, we've been in a war economy now for almost 10 years. They don't want to admit it. If people don't have money to buy cars and TVs and houses, and they don't have money for high rent, rents get forced down, which is, of course, the point of the story I just meant. Rents are being forced down again. Then the owners of those buildings don't have the money to make the improvements. It's not like they can just pull it out of thin air. That's exclusively the province of the Federal Reserve.
Well, I'm not sure where you're talking about rents being forced down, but in some senses, you know, out here in San Francisco, for example, you know, it was getting to be like $3,000 a month maybe 2 years ago for a studio, and then it got into $5,000 or so, and now it may
yeah, but
be
then
actually...
the bubble has burst. I mean, the story I just did before I took your phone call is talking about how rental rates are sinking in these formerly hot markets, and so the prices are definitely going down.
Well,
because
that's just where I was leading.
They can't find the people who can pay $5,000
exactly.
A month. Okay, anyway,
so
David,
then somebody
David,
will snap
David,
them up.
David, yeah. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a lot of people are getting very nervous about this push toward a cashless society, which would enforce our dependence on the banks to handle all of our commerce for us. Walk into a bakery, get a jelly donut. It has to go through the bank for a small fee. Piece of the action of your jelly donut. That's what the banks want. Piece of the action of your magazine, of your newspaper. They're turning simple transactions into complex financial systems to control, to monitor, and profit from. Dependency is slavery. And they're looking at the experiment with the cashless society that's taking place in India right now, and they're seeing it's scary. It's causing all kinds of harm to the people of India. Great for the bankers, lousy for the people, but that's the way the bankers think. We don't care if you're living in squalor and you're inconvenienced. You know, we need this to make sure that we have all the wealth. We need to protect ourselves from a run on the bank. It's no longer an option whether you'll trust the bank with your money. It's now mandatory. And therein lies a major, major risk. As we are seeing in Italy and in Spain and in so many other countries, the banks are not necessarily safe. Now, right now, if the banks in Italy were to collapse, the bankers would lose all their money. But the Italian people still have the money they have in their pockets, in their homes. If you create a system where it is mandatory for all of the money to be in the bank and the bank goes out of business, then everybody is without money. That's the risk. That's the danger. And they don't see it or they don't care. Because the goal is a fascist economic new world order where you are permanently enslaved to those bankers. Because that's all that private central banking is. It's a system of enslavement ruled by bank debt. And it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works as long as you allow yourself to be brainwashed that this is the way life is supposed to be. Now let's turn to immigration, and obviously a lot of attention still focused on the Berlin truck terror. And more than a few people, yours truly included among them, have pointed out on this story about, oh, they know the Tunisian guy did it because he left behind his residence permit, which is sort of like a passport, in the truck. And we have seen this so many times. Oh, we know who did 9/11. There was a flame-proof passport found right near the wreckage. We know who did it. We found the passport. And they've gone to that well so many times, nobody's buying it. So now Germany is out there saying, well, no. There wasn't any paperwork. We found this guy's fingerprints in the truck. And maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But we're seeing another case of the story keeps changing and morphing. And now we're finding out that this Tunisian fugitive had been under surveillance by the German government. And apparently before moving to Germany, he had served 4 years in prison in Italy for arson. 4 years in prison for arson, and Merkel still let this guy in. Because we have to blend the world together for the New World Order. No sacrifice is too great for the New World Order. Don't you understand what's going on here? Not too surprisingly, Hugh Bronson, a member of the Berlin Parliament for the AfD party, is saying that because of the Berlin attack, the debate on migration and security is going to be more aggressive. It's going to polarize German society like they're not polarized already. Yeah, of course it's going to do it. You didn't think it was going to do anything else? And you know what's really angering? Every time there is a Muslim who commits an act of terror, we constantly hear this story. Well, we should not blame all Muslims for the actions of a crazy few. And yet, anytime somebody whose brain is melted on prescription antidepressants shoots up a movie theater, the first thing they say is, we have to take the guns away from all the law-abiding gun owners because guns are bad and we can't trust them with it. Talk about a double standard and hypocrisy. And that makes it obvious. It's all just more USDA choice bovine excrement being flung at you. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to step back to the economy. I'm going to step back President Trump. As you know, President Trump took a look at this proposal for the new Air Force One, which was supposed to be, I guess, Hillary's flying imperial palace, and decided that it really was overpriced and he was going to cancel the order. Well, now Boeing's coming back and said, well, we can actually get you both of these planes the way you want for a lot less money. We're willing. We'll cut you a deal. And apparently so it may, in fact, move forward. It's just the profit margins being cut into. And I'm sure the stockholders of Boeing are going to be saying, he's taking money away from us. But so we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, as you know, obviously, Saturday's Christmas Eve and Sunday is Christmas Day. And it's rather amusing every year to see all this argument over religious holiday symbols and where they may or may not be displayed. And various other politically correctness run amok. So I'm looking at this story where apparently a school in Sweden is having their choir come on out and do a holiday presentation, but the lyrics to the Christmas carols have all been PC-ified, removing references to Jesus, God, and Christmas, and putting in nice politically correct words in there. I remember last Easter over at the local Sam's and seeing these plastic Easter eggs that you get and you put candy inside and you hand them out. And looking carefully at the eggs, absolutely no Christian symbology. It was flowers and chickens and all this other stuff and completely politically correct. We don't want to offend anybody. Well, too bad. You can't have freedom of speech and you can't live your life on your own terms without offending somebody. Because there is unfortunately a very large segment of the population whose entire sense of self-valuation is constantly finding things to be offended about. And these are all members of the Church of Liberology. So it really is getting ridiculous. Now, over at the Massachusetts State House, finally somebody dug in their heels, where apparently there were lawyers insisting that there could not be a nativity scene at the Massachusetts State House. And this was being, you know, put forward just a day after a menorah had been put up at the State House. No lawyers came forward to scream about that. But basically, the state of Massachusetts said, we don't care. We're gonna put it up there. Now, the lawyers were saying you cannot have a religious display because the menorah is actually a display of military history, okay? And that's the loophole through which they say you can't have any Christian religious symbols here, but the menorah doesn't count, therefore we can have one of that. And we're seeing all over the country a pushback on this nonsense about nativity scenes, where cities all across the country, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, Colorado, are ignoring these demands by the whiners, saying that, yes, menorahs are okay, but you take down that nativity scene, it's a violation of the First Amendment, and you can't have that there because we don't want to look at it. Well, what do you think eyelids are for? Okay, now, I want to be very clear on something here, and you need to think about this very carefully. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. Now, a nativity scene, or for that matter, a menorah, is not a law. It's a decoration. And that's all it is. You don't get a ticket written to you if you don't look at the nativity scene or the menorah. It's not a law. It's a decoration. And on that basis, even though I myself have no religious beliefs, I don't have a problem with the nativity scenes on government property, outside of the fact that they're a reminder these are the people we're bombing to steal their oil. I don't have a problem with decorations. I don't have a problem with acknowledging the traditions of whatever people happen to be living around you. I don't have a problem with that at all. I do draw the line at the Ten Commandments being on display in government buildings with all of its prohibitions against lying, theft, and killing, as that clearly is a case of false advertising. So I draw the line there. But it is rather ridiculous to see this happen. Nativity scenes are not a law. It's a decoration. And why can't we decorate our public buildings with the traditions of the public? Can anybody tell me why that should not be allowed? Okay? Now then, getting on back to corporate media, the real media, and how we are manipulated in certain directions by fraud. Do you remember that incident where there was a black church that burned and the arson had sprayed "Vote Trump" all across it? Ooh, Donald Trump's people are violent. And then it turned out it was actually a black member of that congregation had done that. to make Trump look bad, to build opposition to Trump. Because the Church of Liberalology says you're allowed to do these things because it serves a higher purpose. Now, we already told you about how the Muslim woman who claimed that she was accosted on the subway has admitted she made up the story and has been charged with filing a false police report. Apparently, it's happened again. A University of Michigan student back in November claimed that a man threatened to set her hijab on fire. And now the police have determined she fabricated that entire story, and she may be facing charges. Now, over at Nassau Community College in New York, there was another hate crime hoaxer, drew swastikas and wrote KKK and Heil Hitler around there. He could face 40 years in prison. And you need to go back and look at some of these horrific incidents that the corporate media will present as proof that the Nazis are alive today. And then you find out, when they find the perpetrators, they're hoaxers. They're tricking you into looking at the world from their political agenda. Remember that professor out at Claremont College? Her car was vandalized with swastikas, and then it came out she'd done that herself. That student in Georgetown University. Oh, some anti-Semite is spray-painting swastikas on the door of my dorm room. The university put up security cameras, and they caught her doing it herself. You have to look at these claims with a grain of salt. There's one going on right now where apparently these two people on YouTube are claiming that they were kicked off a plane from Delta Airlines for speaking Arabic. Now, Delta is denying that it happened. And with all these hoaxers going on around, it's kind of hard to say for sure. Other than that, we understand such hoaxes are a fact of life. The Tawana Brawley rape hoax was an ugly one. During the heyday of militant feminism, during the 1990s, there was a big stink up in Davis, California, where a woman claimed that she'd been gang raped by skateboarding boys, literally on the median divider of the highway through town. And the National Organization of Women were up there and, see, it proves all men are rapists and that's all they are. And they were literally on the verge of passing a male-only curfew. If you were male, you were going to have to go home and lock yourself in your home at 6 o'clock at night so the women could have the evening on the street and feel safe. And that one turned out to be a hoax. So you got to be very, very careful about these stories. Now then, as you know, there is an investigation into the murder of Chris Kyle. And unfortunately, the lead sheriff in that investigation, Tommy Bryant, has been found dead inside his home. And before we start leaping to conclusions here, apparently he was under investigation for cheating on his continuing education training. Now, he served as sheriff for nearly 20 years. And at this point, it looks like this could be a genuine suicide. But again, 20 years and nobody was checking up on him for the claims he was making. Boy, they sure check up on ordinary people, don't they? You're watched, your emails are scanned, they're keeping an eye on you. But, you know, police, they're above checking. We'll just let them go. Remember that story we had last week about a police officer who'd been reprimanded mildly for exposing himself to women he pulled over on the street, still kept his job, and now he's under arrest for raping a child in the restroom of a fast food place. Alrighty, now then, as we mentioned already, snow has been falling on the Sahara Desert. It lasted a whole day before it melted away. This is only the second time it's happened in living memory. The last time was in February of 1979, also fell in Algeria. But meanwhile, up in Washington State, a judge has ruled that 8 Seattle children have a right to sue Washington State for not protecting them from climate change. Now, we're talking here about children who are not trained scientists, who are not wise, who are obviously being used as tools by big people to try and make the fight against human-caused global warming a children's crusade. Now, over at the EPA, as you know, there was a big stink because it turned out huge amounts of data, official data, which is supposed to be kept, had been deleted. The EPA's inspector general are saying, well, the employees were not intending to break the law by deleting the official texts. And therefore, under James Comey's excuse for not prosecuting Hillary Clinton for her crimes with the email server, that these EPA employees should be left off the hook. And I say it like a joke, but unfortunately, it's probably going to work. Let's take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha, Michael.
Aloha, snack bar.
Take your pick of which kind it is.
Yes.
I find the whole commentary about religious symbology, whether you call it decoration or otherwise, who knows.
Yeah.
Considering all the different religions that celebrate a holiday during the month of December, which is at least close to a half dozen, probably if not more.
Yes. Don't forget the flying spaghetti monster. They're out there with those frozen meatballs.
Never mind. as long as they're spicy, that's the main concern. Now, that's just the Italian to me. Now, I'm curious about one thing. With that being said, you made the commentary about not claiming any particular religious or whatever background, correct?
Yes, correct. I was raised Congregationalist. It didn't stick. I actually got kicked out of Sunday school for asking too many questions.
Well, I can empathize on that note. I left because of the hypocrisy, and I didn't have to worry about asking too many questions.
Yep.
Then my question is, of all the various holiday greetings that are generally said during the month of December, how is it you decided to choose one out of so many?
Because it was the one I was raised with. It's tradition. That's it. That's what I was raised with Christmas. Now, during my first marriage, I went with the flow here, and we had a menorah, and we were saying, well, basically what it is, to my Jewish friends, I send a Hanukkah card. To my Christian friends, I say Merry Christmas. That's basically what it is. Since we produce our own Christmas cards, we're able to produce multiple versions.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the clarification because I'm sorry. It was tweaking my train of thought. I thought, okay, I'm hearing one thing, but yet I'm hearing something else. And it's like, okay, something is not meshing like Velcro.
Well, so you know, I celebrate Christmas for the holiday that it is and the tradition that it is. And that to me is a good enough reason to hang up the lights. Again, the majority of the people reading my website celebrate Christmas too.
Well, you know, Michael, it's interesting you mentioned that because a lot of people celebrate the various holidays for what they presume is supposed to mean, which is not always the case because a lot of holidays have been distorted and perverted and who knows what.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Christmas is now max out the credit cards and buy your kids $440 worth of toys. And I definitely do not support that agenda. But, again, it's what I was raised with. Christmas trees, Yule logs, a lot of cooking, a lot of rum, and giving presents, which I love to do. And one of the wonderful things about this neighborhood I live in, 3 years ago, we had this huge drug problem. We literally had drug making and drug selling in both of our neighboring units. That now all went away, and we've had all these wonderful families move in with all these wonderful kids, and it's like we moved to a better neighborhood and we didn't even have to pack. And so now there's all these kids, and Halloween is fun and Christmas is fun, and you know, Claire and I like to go on out and just get little tiny things for the neighbors and their kids and everything, because that's our tradition.
Then basically you're talking about addressing a holiday from a point of innocence as far as childhood is concerned, which a lot of adults have actually forgotten about getting in touch with, is that innocence.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's the where I'm coming from on that. Now, one issue I do have, though, is these atheists who go around filing lawsuits to remove religious symbols. And most atheists I know don't really care. I think these who are out there making a big stink, if it's not just a desperate grab for their moment of fame, I think they're actually insecure in their atheism. They're not really sure. They haven't broken those chains of belief, and looking at the symbols makes them uncomfortable. But I wish they would deal with their discomfort rather than running around trying to tell everybody else that we're not allowed to have angels on the top of our Christmas trees.
Well, then in that case, chances are they're not really truly an atheist, because, quite frankly, if you think about the terminology or definition of that, it means that, well, I'm happy for you, whatever, and just leave me be and let me live on my own terms or whatever. But if they go to the point of doing a lawsuit, one, I'd love to have the money they're dishing out for that to start with, to boot. To begin with, but it sounds like they're not really truly an atheist to start with. So,
and it may just be their desperate grab for media stardom. And we saw a lot of that, again, going back to the militant feminists, 1990s, the fastest way you could get on Oprah or Donahue was to come up with a spectacular story of rape. The fact that it wasn't true didn't matter. The producers would put you on camera. All right, Francis, got to let you go. Thanks. Merry Christmas. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at WhatReallyHappened.com.
And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, there's a breaking story where senior advisors to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign were in touch with the faithless Electoral College rebels, primarily Colorado elector Michael Baca, who was helping try to persuade other members of the Republican members of the Electoral College to vote against Donald Trump. That's collusion. I think it's a violation of federal law, to be very honest here. All righty, let's grab a phone call. Janet in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Mike. I would really like to see more discussion upon about how foreign policy is developed and determined. And I think it is by the CIA. That is one of the big problems that Trump faces. And
CIA meddles in foreign policy, but technically under the law, okay, foreign policy mm-hmm. is the sole province of the White House and the State Department, which works for the White House. Yes. Anybody else engaging in foreign policy is in violation of the Logan Act and can go to jail. That doesn't stop them from doing it. Charlie Wilson technically was violating the Logan Act when he was yes. doing what he was doing over in Afghanistan. CIA yes. definitely meddles in foreign policy. To what extent it's with the permission and direction of the White House and State Department really isn't known. But in terms of lobbying for foreign policy in Washington, D.C., that is a melange of these various think tanks, lobbying groups, AIPAC. Everybody gets in there and tries to push their own particular agenda. And out of that, hopefully, comes some kind of a coherent foreign policy. In that mix, of course, are the lobbying groups of defense contractors who always want more war. You have lobbyists from the oil companies who want this or that oil-rich nation brought under their control. And so it really is a very, very complicated web out of which we should get a coherent foreign policy. But as we've seen over the last several years, it very often is not.
Well, I got that, and the impression I gave you, from reading people like Robert Perry, and you know how they see it. Also, I might let you know via Russia Insider, Turkey has pointed the finger at the CIA for the assassination of that Russian ambassador,
mm-hmm.
and. Also, Turkey has agreed with Russia that Syria, that Syria will be left okay, with Assad.
Yeah, and they're not going to break off autonomous regions, which was the last desperate gasp by the United States to try and have something they could point to as a victory.
And the last point I'd like to ask you, how's John? Have you heard anything, John, from Barbados?
We're waiting on an update. I've received a ton of emails inquiring after him and expressing support, but I have heard absolutely nothing since that call from Australia yesterday. I did send an email to John's direct email. That has not been replied to. And so at this point, we don't know. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.